Well, today it's the election for Kent County Council, and voters will be going to the polls to return 81 councillors across 76 divisions spread right across the county. There are an awful lot of candidates, approaching 400, which is a sign, I suppose, of healthy democracy, that so many people are putting themselves forward for election. People will be poring over these results, not just in Kent but elsewhere, to see if there are any kind of indications of how the parties are going to fare nationally. Now, it's a little bit unfair on the county councils who are holding elections, because they want voters to focus on the services they're providing, but inevitably it will be seen in the light of the June poll. With parliamentary elections, the results are counted overnight, of course, but in the case of the county council elections, there'll be a count on Friday at County Hall, where they'll be pulling together all the results from right across the county's 81 divisions. Kent County Council is one of the largest authorities in the country, with a budget of £1.2 billion. So it's a very powerful organisation politically, and it's the organisation which provides a lot of daily services for people, which they rely on day by day.